Kia ora, my name is Amy Vandeloo, and I am the Clinical Editor for New Zealand Doctor Rata Aotearoa. Welcome to Educate Long Read. Every fortnight, in print and online, we publish fresh Educate content, providing the latest clinical education for GPs, nurse practitioners, practice nurses, and others working in the primary care sector. This episode looks at hand-arm vibration syndrome. Occupational health expert David McBride takes a look at the issues surrounding vibration injury and what aspects to consider in a case review. Thanks for listening.
Hand-arm vibration syndrome, an occupational cause of Raynaud phenomenon. Let's start with the key points covered in this article. Hand-arm vibration syndrome can cause pain, tingling, numbness, cold hands, Raynaud phenomenon, and possibly loss of grip strength. The Stockholm Workshop Scale plots the progression of the vascular component, i.e. white finger, and the cumulative sensorineural exposure. Prevention through education is critical, as is workplace health monitoring. A recent patient, a 29-year-old builder, self-referred for an on-the-papers review regarding an ACC decision to decline hand cover for hand-arm vibration syndrome. The man, who had 12 years of on-the-job experience, recently undertook a renovation requiring intensive use of a handheld sander. He developed pain in the index and middle fingers of both hands and tingling in all his fingers, less so in the thumbs. Symptoms were worse on waking and with cold hands, white fingers, which were slow to warm, becoming red with either tingling or numbness but no tightness or swelling, and with fewer symptoms once warm. Cold weather made things worse, causing him to have cold white hands, finger pain, and a tendency to drop things. His grip was strong, and Tinel sign for carpal tunnel syndrome was positive. He also had started to experience cold feet, with flushing on rewarming. A provisional diagnosis of a primary Raynaud phenomenon was made. Raynaud phenomenon was first described by Maurice Raynaud in his 1862 medical school thesis as a condition, a local syncope, i.e. loss of blood circulation, where persons see one or more fingers becoming white and cold all at once. Blood flow through the skin serves to modulate heat loss and retention. The acral skin circulation has the usual perfusing capillary network, but also a non-perfusing network of arteriovenous shunts. High levels of alpha-2 adrenoreceptors expressed in these shunts facilitate their rapid action, closing down the shunts to conserve heat, while the perfusing vessels remain patent, with no white finger. In primary Raynaud phenomenon, the alpha-2 adrenoreceptors are expressed in both types of vessel, perfusing and non-perfusing, and the rapid acral shutdown leads to white finger. Apart from a reduction in vascular smooth muscle intracellular nitrous oxide concentrations, the blood vessels are normal. No pathological process is evident. Raynaud phenomenon may be secondary to autoimmune disease, particularly systemic sclerosis, with a complex etiology. But with this, the vessels are remodeled, not only in the fingers, but the myocardium, lung, and kidney. It must be diagnosed early. Hand-arm vibration syndrome is an occupational cause of secondary Raynaud phenomenon. The hand-arm unit absorbs energy from a wide range of handheld vibrating tools, chainsaws, concrete breakers, demolition drills, hammer drills, impact wrenches, also known as rattle guns, sanders, lawnmowers, and line trimmers, to name a few. The energy transferred affects multiple systems, blood vessels, nerves, muscles, and with severe exposure, bones and joints. Even with domestic use of power tools, it is possible to notice signs of excessive exposure, such as numbness and tingling in the fingers, speaking from personal experience with a lawnmower, line trimmer, etc. It develops in stages, hence the Stockholm Workshop Scale. The scale lists the progression of the vascular component, the white finger, and the cumulative sensorineural exposure. Damage to myelinated A-alpha fibers, responsible for vibration perception, two-point discrimination, and joint position sense, and to small, sensory, non-myelinated C fibers and myelinated A-delta fibers, responsible for thermal and pain perception. damage to the motor component affects manual dexterity. On reaching stage 2 sensorineural, functional impairment may become irreversible, so an early diagnosis is imperative. The first sign of pathology in temperate but cold countries is vascular blanching of the fingers. The attack set off by exposure to cold, touching a cold surface, being in a cold damp environment, or immersing the hands in cold water provocation. Attacks are more frequent in winter and can last for minutes or hours. Case considerations. The builder. The man's history is not straightforward. First, the vascular changes of Raynaud phenomenon are not often seen in New Zealand. It's rarely cold enough. Second, he has symptoms in his feet. The diagnosis is one of exclusion, to rule out autoimmune conditions, such as systemic lupus erythematosus, rheumatoid arthritis, dermatomyositis, scleroderma. Hematologic diseases, such as cryoglobulinemia, cold agglutinin disease. Other associated conditions, such as carpal tunnel syndrome and hypothyroidism. The results of these tests were not on file, and so have been requested. When investigating hand-arm vibration syndrome, bear in mind both median and ulnar nerves can be involved. The history of tool use should be thorough. Type, duration of exposure, the grip used, temperature, and breaks. In some cases, the area of contact will be first to blanch. In this man, the whole hand was in contact, which is unusual. It increases the exposure. Exposure must be sufficient. In Canada, for example, at least 2 years of vibrating tool use is the diagnostic criterion. In the UK, sophisticated vascular testing includes finger plethysmography and Doppler blood flow measurement, requiring strict temperature control in the test environment. The test battery includes vibration and temperature esthesiometry, none of which are available in New Zealand. Provocation testing is straightforward. Plunge the hands into ice cold or even tap cold water and watch for colour change and where it occurs. Functional testing can include grip strength and tactile discrimination using SEM-Weinstein monofilaments. The Purdue Pegboard Test is an assembly test for manual dexterity, designed to select production workers. The candidate, patient, is timed while placing pins in a board, taking them out, and making a simple assembly of pin, washers, and a collar. Hand nurses are well versed in performing these, and in prescribing exercises. The cat's hand diagram is useful for mapping the pattern of symptoms, not just of carpal tunnel syndrome. The builder completed his own, in colour, a vast improvement on the original, printed in black and white. Why did I not think of that? Prevention is critical. When function deteriorates, it is necessary to consider it lost, unless a lot of hard work is put into rehabilitation. The usual occupational health algorithm is to identify, assess, control, monitor, both the hazard and the individual, and give information and training. The vibrating tools have been identified. To apply some standards for acceleration, WorkSafe recommends an 8-hour 2.5 meter per second squared exposure action value, i.e. do something, and a 5 meter per second squared exposure limit value, i.e. stop it. The exposure should be assessed. There are simple means to do so in New Zealand. But bear in mind that manufacturers' vibration measurements are obtained in laboratory conditions. You might double the acceleration value if the tool is worn. Next, control the hazard. Make sure the right tool is being used. For example, don't use an underpowered tool if a heavier duty one is more suited to the task. Exposure time should be controlled, and grip strength should be enough to control the tool, with adequate rest breaks. Health monitoring should involve a questionnaire. The UK Health and Safety Executive example is short and to the point. Lastly, people using vibrating tools should be trained about hand-arm vibration syndrome and how to avoid it. The references relating to this article and the graphics detailing the Stockholm Workshop Scale can be found with the original print article online at newzealanddoctor.co.nz/educate/hand-arm-vibration.
You have been listening to Hand-Arm Vibration Syndrome, an occupational cause of Raynaud phenomenon. This article was written by David McBride, a professor in occupational and environmental medicine at Otago Medical School, Dunedin. It originally appeared in the 10th of May 2023 issue of New Zealand Doctor Rata Aotearoa. This practice article has been endorsed by the RNZ CGP and has been approved for up to 0.25 credits for continuing professional development purposes, or 1 credit per learning hour. Nurses may also find that listening to this article and reflecting on their learning can count as a professional development activity with the Nursing Council of New Zealand. New Zealand Doctor Rata Aotearoa is proudly published by the Health Media, providers of news and education to health professionals. Thanks for listening.